Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Those 7 days have almost passed.
So Bravo, you now have a website as adult men.
This is a place of sanctuary.
Called Wheelbarrow Full.
Hello!
The wonder.
That's right. We're in our 30s.
There is little that needs to be said.
Hello.
So they will say everything.
So she's up for
big.
Pop, pop!
Prepare yourselves. WFOD begins now.
Here's a list of the players we'll be inviting to camp.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past the prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are we lost our two best players to free agency. We haven't won a pennant in over 35 years. We haven't placed higher than fourth in the last 15. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off, then.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. We're doing a show. That's what's going on. Matt is here, guys. Hello, Matt.
Hi,
Matt. I hope you're doing good, Matt. Are you doing really good?
Did you guys hear the news?
Matt, what's the news, Matt?
The news is I've heard there's some trouble out in the eastern part of the world.
Matt, more on that later,
this is
guys.
Unlaunched.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here as well. Hello, Drunk.
Social distancing still.
Social distancing. Drunk, I hope you're well.
I'm well, thank you.
And guys,
I'm going to try to not awake apnea in the microphone.
The king of pranks is here as well. The popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Blackhawks made news yesterday when they fired longtime president John McDonough. Back to
About
you,
Mike. Time.
The Chicago Blackhawks?
Hockey team Chicago Blackhawks made news yesterday when they fired longtime president John McDonough.
Can they be doing a bunch of moves? There's a season going on.
Oh, you can do whatever you want.
I guess it's just kind of open to do whatever they need to do.
It's like firing a coach in the middle of the season and saying, whatever, we'll just slap in the offensive coordinator.
A phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. The world, Travis, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder, right?
It's upside down out there.
It is really crazy out there. The fucking UFO thing was confirmed today.
They just said, a UFO just means they don't know what it is. That doesn't necessarily mean.
Yeah,
that.
But I mean, like, did you see it?
It's a fucking clearly a flying saucer of some sort.
But think they might have just like made one? Some guy fucking around? You know, like
this is a video from a Air Force cockpit.
What's crazy is like they just put it out and it isn't really even that big a news.
I know, it's like buried.
There's a lot of shit going on right now, Mike.
I mean, the top story for me, Travis, has nothing to do with the fact that they might have confirmed UFOs. The top story for me is that Total Wine stopped giving their employees their extra $2. That was a top story for me. Like, fuck UFOs, guys. Did you hear about this Total Wine?
Oh, we got a bitch about this liquor store.
So Total Wine had like a bump that they gave their employees because they were staying open. And, you know, wine is essential. All these guys got a $2 bump, and they ended the $2 bump. They said, guys, I mean, things are getting back to normal, so we're just going to pay you what we paid you 4 months ago. Like, that's just what you're going to stop making this extra $2 because, you know, things are back to normal. So fuck it. And so.
Right. Well, you start reopening, states and whatnot and easing restrictions, then the pay bump for these essential workers, did they think it was going to go on forever?
Well, it was nice of them to give the bump at all. I mean, I didn't get a raise.
Right. My raise was extended another month, but still, I didn't expect it to be.
Did Walmart give everybody an extra $2? I doubt it.
Hell no. All they did was open up an early shopping hour for employees.
They were listing how much the CEO makes and saying, this guy isn't going to give everybody $2 anymore.
Yeah, CEOs make lots of money. If you want to make lots of money, become a CEO.
And Travis, don't get me wrong. I'm not like pro-CEO. I mean, ultimately, fuck that guy.
I mean, I have a jersey that says 1% on the back of it. 1%ers all the way.
Do I think that Total Wine employees should make more money? Absolutely. But why is this the top story when there's UFOs, Travis? Why is UFOs not the only thing? Do you think that Twitter does it on purpose? Because I imagine it's probably not the top story for you. Do you think that, like, they know I'm going to click on it and get mad about it?
I definitely think they've got your algorithm filled.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, can't I tell them what I want my algorithm to be? How do I get out of this loop?
You do.
What do you mean? You do tell them what you're... Every time you respond or tweet or say anything, they're figuring it out. And then they just go, all right, well, this is what Mike needs to say.
Yeah, this is what this guy is into.
Like, that's all that news is now, is just like, shouldn't we be mad about this? It works. And I guess that's what's bad about it, is it works. But I mean, like, nobody likes it. It moves us towards an early grave.
Yeah, I feel like deep down, subconsciously, people really do like it because if you look on social media, it's really what keeps a good portion of the population going, is just the anger and vitriol that they get to respond towards these news bites that they don't even read the stories. They just see, mad.
We'd all prefer good news, though, wouldn't we?
John Krasinski's little web show has been huge these last handful of weeks.
Yeah.
But so, like, are you saying that we need to give that more views? Like, just click on it a dozen or so times so that, like...
Just let it keep playing so people know that we actually do
other
some good news.
And then maybe, like, other people will copycat it. And then before you know it, it'll all be good news.
We'll all be on the right side. You know what I mean?
Travis, I think I'm in another loop on Twitter because it seems like all I'm seeing is a collection of people calling one another simps on Twitter. That's like a new slang term that I'm privy to now.
Oh, that's a new we got some new slang.
Basic.
Man, these folks are all a bunch of simps. And I put out the question the other day. What is a simp? Am I a simp? And Jody said that it's people who are thirsty for gals that aren't as hot as they are making them out to be, which probably isn't. I mean, I take everything Jody says with a grain of salt.
Say that again.
So, like, okay, if there's like an Illinois 7. Who's like posting provocative photographs on Twitter and like you favorite all of them and like drool over the Illinois 7, which is like a Missouri 6 and like probably a New York 4.
Probably Wisconsin 12.
Yeah. Yeah. So like if you're, but you know what I'm saying? Like if you're fawning over a gal, then you're a simp. is what Jody said. And then Liquid, he told me that it's when a lady's vagina looks like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Okay.
And he sent me examples, and I scrolled them for research.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I think that Jody's probably closer to what a simp is. But I mean, Liquid had the better answer ultimately.
Right. That makes more sense. Although, who was it that was fawning over Shannon's pictures and like really going to the defense?
Lots of people, Matt.
I know, but who was it in our circle of friends? There was a guy who was like crazy attacking us.
It was Jody.
It was Jody. So
yeah,
Jody,
he said,
Jody is the simp.
I'm gonna fight you if you don't think Shannon's right. An eight. Is what he was saying. Something like that. I'll have to go back.
Okay, this is what does a simp mean in slang, or what does a simp mean on TikTok? A simp is a guy who does something nice for a girl, hoping that it'll make the girl want to date him, and then is wholly disappointed when she doesn't. It's based on the idea of being submissive to your partner, and while both guys and girls participate in this TikTok trend, it's mostly men making the memes.
But, I mean, aren't all relationships like sort of submissive in ways? I mean, it's all about compromise, right? I don't want to sound like a simp or anything, but isn't it like it's about compromise? So,
okay, boomer.
Are we basically saying that a marriage is being a simp? Like, Travis, are we simps?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Huh. Hey, don't talk bad about us simps.
Yeah, be quiet, you cuck.
Guys, after the break, we are going to be playing America's new favorite game show, which I'm pretty excited about. We haven't had a game show in a while. Guys, it's based. Travis mentioned last week that he is into the Hot Ones game show.
Ooh, yeah.
And him mentioning that, it just got me thinking. Like, you know, there's old segments that we've done that we could repurpose into game shows. There's things that we could, you know, find new life for.
Definitely.
So,
like, where'd that person leave their wallet?
Yeah. Did you see the Dallas Cowboys guy's yacht that they were posting all over the place while he was?
Oh, dude.
Who that? Jerry Jones?
Looked like the size of the state of Washington,
or fucking Cliff Kingsbury's fucking front room.
You know. Jesus. I imagine, Drunk, if you own the Dallas Cowboys, you're probably doing pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so.
You could probably get you a big boat. You think he has staff on the boat?
Oh, Drunk, without
a doubt. All those. There's fucking bartenders on every corner of those yachts. Bartenders, butlers, cooks, people to clean up.
Mm-hmm. And that could probably just be your job, like, all the time, is just hanging out in case that guy needs a refill on his beverage.
Yep. One little fact. I heard that at the age of 9, Kim Jong-un won a yacht race.
Oh, nice.
Do you race yachts?
I guess so, yeah.
You can do whatever you want when you're...
Old Timmy Boy won his first yacht race at the age of 9.
Guys, I'll tell you what. What we should
learn something new every day.
We should take a quick break. We should regroup. And when we come back, we're going to play America's new favorite game show, which
Ooh.
I'm very excited about.
WFOG.
Honey, I just heard about a great new product that takes the mess out of shitting in your mouth.
But I love when you shit in my mouth. That's our fun garage activity.
But with the shit in your mouth funnel, I can shit in your mouth in the bedroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
There it is. Shitfunnel.com. Just a couple of clicks. Ordered. It's in the mail.
In the meantime, want to go out in the garage?
Mm-mm.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I have DirecTV.
And I'm Schizophrenic Mike, and I am too.
With DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, I can pause, rewind, or record any game every Sunday.
I can see the game in my refrigerator's vegetable drawer. Go Oilers!
With DirecTV, you never miss a minute of the action with NFL Red Zone.
It looks like the baby carrots are beginning their plans to overthrow the green onions.
Don't be like this, me. Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
You're listening to Strange Label, the finest in internet radio.
StrangeLabel.com.
Master Bruce, it appears the Penguin is loose, raining terror on Gotham. Shall I prepare the Bat Twitter?
Yes, Alfred.
Very well, Master Bruce. I will alert Master Dick as well.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with a hashtag, of course. Shit. I stand with Gotham. Yeah, looks good. Send.
Holy empty gesture, Batman! We've done it! Your hashtag activism combined with my thoughts and prayers have thwarted the Penguin. What should we do now? Should we make some memes or something?
Well, Robin, I don't know what you intend to do, but I personally am headed down to the Batcave to suck my own dick.
Where were you?
Once again.
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Matt.
No.
What, drunk?
No, OJ thinks that Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that he has some thoughts on the matter.
Well, good for him.
I'll tell you what, if that OJ, if he hadn't murdered anybody, he'd probably be on top of the world because he's a charismatic man, drunk.
Yeah,
he is.
And his Twitter,
yeah, he always was that guy. Yeah, he can talk your panties off.
His Twitter presence, it's a good Twitter. I mean, he like was Lysoling all his money.
His videos are pretty good natured and like kind of light and amusing, but then you remember, oh, it's O.J. Simpson.
That's right. He's killed. Travis, you know, like the last couple of weeks, I feel like we've gone above and beyond. We've put out some good content, Travis, and really, you know, that's what we do, Travis. Is we create. We don't bother people with ads. We don't ask them for reviews on iTunes all that often. We just kind of like put out content and like we might put up like one or two tweets to tell people there's a new episode or something. For the most part, that's all we do. And we ask so very little, Travis. We don't ask for much. Like I barely push the Patreon. I barely even mention we have a Patreon.
Well, I wish people would know it.
And we're bad at it, Travis. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that it's like, you know, because we're giving them the gift of ad-free content. I'm just saying, like, you know, we don't want to do that because it doesn't really mean that much. But what bothers me is it seems like people should be more appreciative. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
Just in general, I think.
The thing, we get feedback, but it seems like we get a lot of, like, private feedback. We get a lot of private messages, it seems like. It's like, are people ashamed, Travis? Are we, like, their little secret?
Well, I don't share the podcast with anybody that I know in real life.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, there's reasons that you don't, you know, like, you don't want your boss to know that you do a podcast, because then, like, all your weird coworkers will know about your weird podcast. But, like, why is somebody who listens to this show not telling people about it? Well, why are people listening to our Lloyd Kaufman interview and not at mentioning Lloyd Kaufman and saying, "Hey, I heard your interview. It was good." See, because
good job, Lloyd, and good job, WFOD.
What happens is, see, here's the thing. There's some people, I imagine, who probably would prefer we didn't interview people. There's probably people that just want the show to be what it was 7 years ago. If you think they're interviewing people I don't care about, we want to interview people you care about.
Give us a suggestion, or suggest it to people that you know that you would like to hear.
But
we're better yet, start booking for us.
We can't.
Well, even better.
if we stay small potatoes, you know what I'm saying? If we stay goddamn small potatoes.
Yeah.
And nobody shouts from the rooftop of their love of the dub fod. If nobody says anything to our guests, they think that they're...
Yeah, like, nobody listened to them talk to us.
We get messages, but it's all secret messages.
Mm-hmm.
I want that Lloyd Kaufman retweet is what I want, and didn't get it.
You didn't get one?
No. See, because what happens is a Lloyd Kaufman, someone of that caliber, or the guest that we interviewed last week that has a fucking million Twitter followers, that's very valuable to us. That's why we do the interviews, so that
that's why you had Adam Carolla on the show.
You know, it's crazy that you would interview Adam Carolla, who has one of the biggest podcasts ever, and like, our Adam Carolla episode did not do one download more than all our other episodes.
Yeah.
Isn't that, that's crazy.
Did he retweet?
No.
And that's the problem. Like,
the problem is,
we're only ever going to get the same amount of listens that we would normally get, but unless the person that we are having on the show retweets it and helps expose us to their audience. Then...
But if you think, if people who did listen to it tweeted at Adam Carolla and said, "Hey, heard you on this show."
Yes, Adam Carolla is much more inclined to...
True.
To share it.
Share somebody's feedback, a person's feedback, than like our spammy link.
Well, and that's just the nature of the audience. I mean, I think you do have to kind of set that expectation. Like, hey, we do need your help.
Well, setting it right goddamn now.
If you want the content, and you want more content from us and what we can do for you, then retweet. But we never ask really the audience to tweet or send anything out. So
or help in this. I will join this crusade and say, please help us.
Right.
Please.
Cause if we don't get any bigger, then we're going to interview lots of boring people and you'll hate it.
Yeah. And I mean, I actually think that people enjoy the guests that we have on, whether they're interesting or not. Or like, I don't care about that. When you say, "Oh, we're going to interview the ghost lady that lives in New Hampshire," and, you know, I'm like, I have no interest. I'm like, okay, whatever. But it was fun. We had a good time doing it. And I think.
No, I'm not saying that I mind talking to ghost lady. I like talking to ghost lady. But see, the thing is I'll send an email to anyone I'm interested in talking to. And like, sure. We get back what we get back. Deal. If there was an incentive to, then we'd get audience. More back.
Yeah. Listen, if you want us to continue to do interviews and better interviews, we need your help. And you guys got to fucking tweet and retweet. Yeah. And
if you've been with us for a while, please just give us a helping hand. It doesn't take it. You'd be sitting on the toilet.
And it's not just Twitter. We need Facebook. We need Instagram. Whatever you do.
That's what everybody looks at. Like, they all look at tweets and they all look at those types of things. And even if it's our podcast gets five of our listeners that tweet out and say, "Oh, hey, Lloyd Kaufman, it was really great listening to you on WFOD." You know, those types of things really do help, because it just shows, all right, I didn't do this interview I didn't waste my time, the 20 minutes or half hour that we had Lloyd Kaufman on.
And we're going to do it anyway. So.
Oh, of course. Like, I mean, you work really hard at trying to get us guests for the show. So I used to do that like crazy with the Lotus Cast, and it's an exhausting effort just because you're always emailing and waiting and hoping and, oh, answering stupid fucking questions, because the people that are booking it are always like, "Oh, what demographic do you have? Can you show me some reports?
What's your reach?" Yeah, and I'm like, I got 3 retweets on an episode I did with a guy who's made movies for 50 years.
Booking any guest on a podcast is one of the – it sucks, because you sometimes get so far and you have so much back and forth with somebody only for it to just disappear. Like, cool. Oh, great. I was this close. Like, oh, hey, it really looks like I'm going to get this actor, or I'm going to get this musician or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden they ghost you and you don't hear anything back.
Matt,
it's like, all right.
Early on when Travis first joined the show and we decided we were going to start interviewing guests. So what was that, Travis? 2014?
Yeah. 14. It was our very first guest was Sausage from Ink Master.
I had a 3-month daily correspondence with the publicist for the band Glass Animals. Me and that gal went around and around for 3 months, Matt. I talked to her probably every day.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, did we talk to Glass Animals? No, we didn't.
I remember I used to have a ongoing email with a band that I love, and I still is my biggest regret that I never had the chance to interview Say Anything, Max Bemis from Say Anything. But I probably have a good 4-month email chain of, you know, oh, let's schedule this date, or let's do this, or, you know, back and forth. And it was literally 4 months of almosts. And then I'll never forget, there was like one night she emailed me at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and said, "Hey, I don't know if you're available, but Max is available tonight at 8. And I'm like, I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't get the guys together. They were already out doing something. And I was so upset because I missed out on this interview of like my favorite band of all time.
Yeah.
On another note, I had a weeks long back and forth with the publicist for the band Seether, and she was like, "Oh yeah, we'll get you the singer," and like I everything was working out, and then finally it settled. Oh, so he can't do it, like the day that we had it all lined up and scheduled.
Yeah,
but the drummer's available, and I'm like, I want to talk to the fucking drummer. Like, what am I going to talk to the drummer of Seether about?
Say, so do the drumming. That's good.
Yeah, keep the rhythm, guy.
Yeah, but no, there's a lot more that goes on beyond the hour that you guys hear a week. So just know we're going to do our best always, but I mean, fucking help us out, god damn it.
Give us a hand.
That's it. That's it, Travis. Do you want to play a game, Travis? I have a game.
I love games.
I know you do, Travis, and I think that you're probably going to be pretty good at this one, because...
All right!
Drunk, we had a bit a while back that we did for a while. I don't know if you remember it, but what we would do is we would play a clip of a song that had profanity in it. And then Travis,
right,
he would kids bop it. He would make the lyrics.
I think I remember this.
It was a while ago, Matt. It was a while ago that we did this.
We have not done it all this year. We have retired the kids bop this shit.
So, Travis, we have these retired bit, but it was a good bit. It was a fan favorite.
Not bad.
I thought always a big fan. What we needed to do is we needed to repurpose it as a game show. So
okay.
Kids Bop That Shit is the game show. It does have a theme song. I mean, it's pretty short. This is the theme song for Kids Bop. Kids Bop That Shit. That's it, Travis. That's the theme song.
That's the song?
Yeah.
That's the theme song. That's all you need.
Guys, five rounds for Kids Bop That Shit. What I'm going to do is I'm gonna play you guys a clip. And now, these clips, surprisingly, not really any profanity in it. So it was curious that they changed the lyrics, but changed the lyrics they did. So I will read you guys the lyric and I'll play you a clip of the lyric. And you guys have to guess, how did they kids bop that shit? Negative points, you think, Travis? It's pretty hard, so.
I mean, if you want.
Or should just everybody get a chance?
This is your game. I mean, we're just contestants.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't get. Okay. So I think everybody should get a chance. And then, like, if you're right, you get a point. And if you're wrong, you don't get a point.
Deal.
Let's do that. Guys, the first song is
great.
Drunk, do you remember the Portugal the Man song, Feel It Still? It was a big hit a while ago.
Maybe.
Okay, I'll play you a clip of it. Keep my
hands on myself. Yep.
Okay, so the line is, can't keep my hands to myself. Yeah. And of course, you can't have that in a kid's song because the kids, they can't get handsy.
Right.
So how did they kids bop that shit, you think?
Can't keep my feet to myself.
Matt, do you have an idea? How they would kids bop that shit?
Can't keep my crayons to myself.
Crayons?
Yeah. This person was always sharing the crayons and trying to spread joy through the arts.
Travis?
Can't keep my pants on the shelf.
Can't keep my pants on the shelf.
He's got to get going.
That's appropriate.
He just woke up and he's got to get his pants on because he's got a day ahead.
Can't keep my thoughts to myself. Can't keep my thoughts to myself, guys. So no points awarded on that one. He's got thoughts.
Yeah, like deconstructing and reconstructing is a lot different than what I was used to.
Yeah. So the second song is from Charlie Puth, who I'm not familiar with really. I know that there is a person named Charlie Puth.
I'm not aware of that.
He has a song called How Long. And this is you gotta believe me when I say it only happened once. Okay, so the line is, you gotta believe me when I say it only happened once. It, I guess, is probably the Nasty.
All right.
You gotta believe me when I say it only happened once. And he's, you don't really need to censor that. It could be a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. That's a pretty loaded.
Okay, I'm going to go first. This is you got to believe me when I say I only have two buns. Now, this is when a third person came over to have a hot dog at this guy's house.
Oh.
You can't. I'm sorry. I only have two buns.
You only have two buns for the hot dog.
So you'd have
to change a lot. Like it would have to have like a whole hot dog narrative.
Oh, yeah, the entire song is going to be about this person who would like to eat a hot dog at my house.
Can't.
But I only have two buns.
Yeah, he'd have to just eat the Frank by itself.
Yeah, the resolution to that is at the very end, that person just does want the Frank.
Matt, an idea for...
You gotta believe me, I only want to play Duck Hunt.
Yeah, you gotta add the on the end. Drunk? You gotta believe me when I say it only happened once.
But you gotta believe me when I say it only happened once.
You gotta believe me when we only took a walk in the park once.
Oh, walk in the park.
It's really changing up the rhyming narrative there.
Yeah.
But you gotta believe me when I say I only said it once.
I only said it once.
Said it once. That's stupid.
It's kind of stupid. Yeah. But I mean, that's Kidz Bop, Matt. That's the game.
Yeah, it is Kidz Bop.
Guys,
just saying.
Round three, it's currently tied 0-0-0.
We're neck and neck, guys.
We are.
There's an Imagine Dragons song. It's called Whatever It Takes. This is the... So the line is, always had a fear of being typical, looking at my body feeling miserable. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, like, there's no curses.
Pretty but, daily for me.
But I guess like, you don't want to, like, feel bad body about shame. Your body. Yeah, it's body shaming. Matt, looking at my body feeling miserable. How are we going to Kidz Bop this shit?
My body feeling miserable. Looking... this is tough. It's just tough. Go to somebody else. I got to think about this for a second.
Looking at my poppy from Israel.
Ooh. Drunk?
Can I get the line one more time?
Looking at my body feeling miserable.
Things going through my mind feeling miserable. And then he also says, you sticky pimple.
What?
You sticky pickle, you know, man.
He used to keep it cool, but now it's you sticky pickle.
Sticky pinkle?
Sticky pickle.
Pickle.
You sticky pickle. Oh, like a sticky wicket.
Yeah. Only it's pickle. Matt, you got a Kidz Bop that shit.
Looking at that sandwich, it's so edible.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Looking at the status, feeling miserable. Not my status, the status is what she said. It's weird. It's a weird edit.
That is a weird edit.
Travis, strangely enough, there's no edits, and I don't have anything for this. I just wanted to play you guys the Trapped song Headstrong. There is a Kidz Bop version of it, and I just pulled it.
Is there really? That guy's like all over the place right now.
What? It's terrible. It might actually be worse than the original.
I'm going to tell you. That guy is fighting every single person in the music industry right now. Like every day that I see an article that, Chris from Trapped is in a feud with fucking Ice-T. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And he's so conservative and he's so into like Trump and the whole thing that he's just fighting everybody. So anybody that says anything that is against Trump, or if it's, you know, Democratic or, you know, left wing, he just fights them.
Talk about having a buzz on social media, Matt. The Trapped Twitter account is always active.
Very active. He's always tweeting pro-American, shit. So,
well, I mean, there's a market for it. There's 50% of the country, and how many?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it's a direction to go, Matt. Guys, yeah. Round four is Sucker by the Jonas Brothers, which weirdly
that's
enough,
that's a band for children.
It started off that way, Travis, but now they've grown up and they've gotten a little edgy.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough.
Yeah, I mean, like, kids can't be stumbling out of bars.
I didn't realize that was a Jonas Brothers song.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars, guys. How are they going to Kidz Bop this shit?
I've been riding in a car to swing on monkey bars.
Either the other guys got one? I knew Travis would be good at this. I mean, he's still got 0 points, so.
Yeah, it's still not winning this game.
Then riding in my car, driving it real far.
Not bad.
I've been staying really far because I don't want to catch SARS.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling really far. I follow you through the
Stumbling really, close on that really far. See, I think what you guys are doing, you're going for big swings.
Yeah, too much, I think we're doing.
Yeah, right. I mean, like bar and far, they rhyme. Let's do that. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
These big swings.
So do I get like a half point for that?
I wonder who's getting paid to rewrite, you know, because when I kids bop shit, it's for kids.
Oh, yeah. Monkey bars. People are
just changing a word.
Stumbling really far. I mean, the poor kid's still falling down. It's a bummer. Play on the monkey bars. That's fun.
Fun times.
Guys, last round. Maybe somebody's going to get a point. I doubt it.
But, I got half a point for that one, right?
What did you say, Drunk?
I said I'm driving in my car going really far.
Oh, so you got the far part?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I should at least get like a half a point, right?
Drunk, I'm going to give you 1/10 of a point.
All right.
Can I have 1/20 of a point?
For what? Just because monkey bars was good?
Oh, you're just
good?
Handing out these 1/10 of points willy-nilly. I'll take some.
Well, I mean, he got the word right.
Yeah, one word right. He changed the other ones.
Travis, Drunk needs a win.
It's been a while since I've had one.
Guys, round five, there is a Neon Trees song called Everybody Talks. It was a hit a long time ago. If you need a refresher, this is that song.
It started with a whisper of those when I kissed her.
So it started with a whisper, and that was when I kissed her, and then she made my lips hurt. So, like, why would they need to edit that? I mean, people kiss.
Too hard. Kissed her too hard.
So it's a violent kiss.
It's a violent kiss. It's supposed to be a peck on the lips.
Soften it up a bit, Travis.
What mm-hmm. What's the line again?
It started with a whisper, and that was when I kissed her, and then she made my lips hurt. Matt, how you gonna kids bop that shit?
I don't know how you kids bop that. That's already pretty kids bopped.
Yeah,
if you ask me.
But it's different. It's significantly different.
It started with a whisper.
There's no change in that line.
All right. Okay. It started with a whisper, and I avoided a blister.
And then she made your lips hurt?
Oh, that changes too.
Because it would make your lips hurt? The blister?
Yeah. Right. It started with a whisper that's spreading rumors. And then it changed to
a blister. That would make your lips hurt.
And I missed her.
Drunk. How are you going to kids about that shit, Drunk?
The fuck is going on over there all the time?
Did you just get in like a icy bath?
Oh, it sounded like he took a rip from a bong and then fell over.
I'll tell you what, so, Travis, we gotta keep an eye on this guy. We gotta keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Who knows what's happening in his house? Okay, I'll do it. I'll go. Save Drunk for last. Started with a whisper, so that is when I fist her, and that made her lips hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. Jersey made it worse.
Oh, shit. You
can't be fisting people in a kid song. Drunk, you're going to win with the eighth of a point. You don't really need to.
Started with a whisper. That's when I wished for her.
That's not bad.
Is the second line, so that's when I tricked her?
That was when I kissed her.
Yeah, so, but no, but I mean the Kidz Bop version. So that's when I tricked her.
It started with a whisper.
Come on. You know what? In all seriousness, for real, that was what I was going to do initially, but I'm like, there's no possible way that is what it is. I was going to leave the second line and say, dude,
so something he still about, kissed
that's
her.
That's when my heart hurt.
But the tipping point for him, Travis,
oh my God,
was that it made his lips hurt.
You're not going to believe me. But that absolutely was a legitimate thing that crossed my mind, was leaving the first two lines and doing, and it made my heart hurt.
Oh, Travis, that was a Kidz Bop the game show.
Kidz Bop that shit!
Drunk, do you have what you would say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about? Something you want a signal boost to, Drunk?
Yeah.
That's good.
Great.
Drunk's pick of the week is last week's NFL draft. I had a good time with it. Rewatch it. It was fun.
Is it on the YouTubes? Is there a way to rewatch it?
Yeah, the NFL Network.
Travis, pick of the week?
I'm going to go ahead and replay a pick of the week because I'm getting back into it after a week-long hiatus. Banshee, season 3. My God, I'll tell you, those first two seasons were amazing, but 5 episodes into season 3, and I'll throw those other two seasons in a garbage. This show is amazing. Please watch Banshee.
He just roams around, shoots people in the head, and fucks tens, Travis.
It fucks so hard. Every episode is like its own 90s movie with a like action, or 80s or 90s action movie, and just like, it is, oh. I said this before, it's more and more ridiculous every episode, and this season so far takes the cake. 5 episodes, and I swear it's like I watched Steven Seagal's entire movie career in these 5 fucking episodes. It's insane.
Is it better than Tango and Cash?
Oh, Tango and Cash is like my favorite action movie. This is like watching Tango and Cash. It's like if they made a shit ton of sequels to Tango and Cash. There's just fucking nothing but gunfights. I'm going to spoil something for you. I won't tell you the characters, but there's 2 characters that have been in the show since pretty much the first, second season. They get into a 15-minute fight, and they're like one's like chopping the one with a tomahawk, and the other one's like stabbing the other one with a scalpel. And eventually the dude stabs this person in the throat with like a car emblem, like a hood ornament, and then tears this person's throat right out. It is amazing. Please watch Banshee.
Matt, pick of the week?
You know, my pick of the week is going to be Jim Carrey movies. We have been watching a lot of them with the girls. As you know, my youngest is really into The Mask. We watched Liar Liar with her, and she loved it. You know, so it's actually been kind of fun revisiting some of those movies that I haven't watched in a long time. You know, I loved them as kids, and even now I have a fond memory of those films, like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 1
and 2. Ace Ventura doesn't age well.
I'm going to tell you, number 2 is still laugh out loud funny for me. I think 2 is better than the first, but
yeah. Is that the one he comes out of the rhino's ass?
Yeah, it's one of the funniest scenes, and will so never not be funny to me.
So
ever.
Good, and that's Dumb and Dumber is like one of my all time favorite comedies, and I swear to Christ, I've probably seen that thing 1,000 times, and you know, still makes me laugh.
Yeah, we'll probably try to squeeze that one in this weekend.
Yeah.
But you know, Liar Liar was great. It was really funny. The kids were laughing. The whole movie, The Mask. There was one night I was just playing games on my computer, and my youngest was like, "Can we put The Mask on?" We hadn't watched it in like a year, and it was really late. It was like 11:30, and the Cuban Pete song came on, and I look up, you know, from my computer, like you know, playing, watching the movie, whatever, and both of my girls are dancing in the living room
to Cuban Pete. Fantastic.
And they're just laughing and really enjoying it. It just reminds me, like, back when it was a VHS that I had of The Mask, and we didn't have all this access to everything, and it was like such a treat to be able to watch it, you know.
Well, that VHS had that episode of Space Ghost in the end of it.
At the very tail end of it, yeah.
Yep, very tail end. I watched the shit out of that VHS.
Yeah.
Travis, so. Pick of the week, the Thor Netflix movie.
Extraction.
Extraction. Yeah, it's great.
It's good?
Yeah, it's a good action movie. I mean,
is it good? Like, it's not like the Ryan Reynolds one.
The Ryan Reynolds one was good. I mean, okay. It was fine.
So you're telling me I should skip Extraction?
No, Matt. Now the thing is, do you like action movies?
I do.
It's an action movie, and it's not bad. Like there's not like a lot to it, Matt. You know, yeah. It's not like a bogged down with a whole lot of story. It's like, hey, Thor, go get this kid. He got kidnapped, and then he goes and gets the kid, and that's the movie. Yeah. Him getting the kid, and at the end the kid gets on a helicopter and they roll the goddamn credits, and that's the movie.
Yep. And they're already talking a sequel to that, so a lot of people must have watched it,
right?
People were into it,
so Extraction, pick of the week. It's good time. Yeah, that's it. So guys,
I'll watch that tonight,
Travis. It's fine. If I mean, it's on Netflix, it's low commitment, just watch it. It's good.
So yeah, what else are you going to do? It's good. We're contained, and it's 2 hours. Kill 2 hours.
Drunk, we did it. We'll do it again.
You fucking did it.
Thanks.
Carol fucking Baskin.
And remember, everybody, as always, stay and neuter your pets.
Don't die for the future.
Good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.